Armenia, you are more than a piece of ass parade on the news feed. Armenia, you are the split decision. Armenia, the schism. The first tribe to be converted. Armenia is a country of a metaphor tucked into the folds of breath and veil. In between forever, bordered and border lust, in love with a mountain felt in the pit of the groin. This aching, this naming, this never having, thick with Eurovision's beard, sick with genocide, sucking the holy thumb and the Russian cloak spit on with angels, miles with lambs, cathedrals, monasteries, characters in suits, working on tracks with impeccable shoes, pride cascading down the runways, more than all of this, a lake cupping the delicious seeds of history, which may or may not ever break the internet. I want to write a poem for you, young Armenians, from here to there. I want my poetry to ring loud and clear like a song from a mountain for all the girls and boys who eat dolma, for the marginalized who eat dolma, for the wealthy, for all of us ate dolma once in our lives. I want to make something that makes sense for you and all of them. And because some poetry just doesn't make sense with all its matter-of-fact witty humor and subtle stabs and no big heart and big laugh, I want to make a poem that slides off of William Saroyan's mustache and lands in a plate of fasulya. I want to write a poem that shines a flashlight on the dark rooms of my grandfather's house of art and your grandfather's and your great-grandmother's and her sisters and their brothers. I want to make sure that my words don't alienate but reverberate. Make sure that everyone in Kentucky, even near the beautiful Ohio River, in the Galt House, overlooking the pedestrians, the walkways and highways, and in every way can relate in the heart and in the head. If Tom Sawyer were Armenian, he'd throw pomegranate seeds at the girl or boy he loved and use the tongue to make sure each and every last one is tasted and swallowed. If Emily Dickinson were Armenian, well, she already is. Pause and hesitation equal longing, and longing is what we know. Young Armenian beauties, what we use to mark the time, the great and indifferent calendar of the internal universe, which is, after all, the only real universe for us or for anyone with a heart. And if Neruda were, and if Anansi, and if Obama, and if Mother Teresa, I want to make something, anything that fills even a part of your void, young Armenians from here to there. Even if you think you filled it up with prayer, culture, or lahmacun, friends, miles, or Facebook, modernity, or solemnity, genuflection, navigation, or irrigation for the new gardens of the world. The void, which is everyone's void, every nation, every person, forgiving and forgiven. I want to write a poem and give it to you now.